A week from Sunday is Super Bowl 54, and it has become a Super Bowl Sunday tradition before the big game to tune into the Puppy Bowl over on Animal Planet. I always watch at least a few minutes of it. And the last few years, there's been a local dog featured, and this year is no different. Joining us right now from the Blue Water Area Humane Society, Katie Phelan. Katie, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, good morning.
So tell us about Logan. This is the dog that you took to the Puppy Bowl.
Yes, Mr. Logan came in. He actually came into our shelter with five of his brothers. He was removed from a puppy mill type of situation from animal control, and they reached out for some help, and we gladly came out to assist him. Logan and his brothers had sarcoptic mange, so they were some pretty bad skin conditions going on. We had to put them in isolation for a while, but you know, they all recovered. They all got great homes, and, of course, Mr. Logan got to represent Michigan in the Puppy Bowl for us.
Am I correct, Katie, this is the third year that you've been to the Puppy Bowl?
Second year for Puppy Bowl. We did the Dog Bowl last year with an adult dog.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Dog Bowl last year. But this is a pretty cool thing. Tell us what the whole experience is like.
It's pretty cool. Busy. There's mm-hmm. a lot of dogs, a lot of puppies. So there's a lot of activity when they film this. And they do film in New York City. So it's a little bit of a road trip for me and you know, one of the staff members to go, but it's a pretty cool experience to be able to be a part of this and know that, you know, Logan's going to be on TV. Everyone gets to watch this poor guy that came in such, you know, sad condition, and he gets to go on and do something like this. So it's pretty awesome to see.
Absolutely. And all the dogs that are featured really have some amazing stories, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do tend to get, like, disabled dogs. You know, they've had blind dogs, they've had deaf dogs, they've had dogs missing limbs that they've featured on the Puppy Bowl. So it's a pretty cool way to promote adoption, promote, you know, going to shelter, going to a rescue, and maybe have a dog, getting a dog that might be a little more special needs as well.
Absolutely. And hey, it puts the Blue Water Area Humane Society on national TV. How about that?
Yep.
That's pretty fun. Do you see this being something that you're going to continue doing in the future? Is it sort of once you go once, you're on their list and they keep calling?
Yeah, they'll reach out to us, and then we'll see. It just kind of depends on who we have available. If we have a puppy that's going to be good for this, not all puppies are going to like the lights of the commotion. Some are a bit more camera shy than others, so you know, we'll have to see how it plays out in the future to see if we'll be able to go back.
So did Logan have a good time? Did he do well?
I think he did. Can't tell you who won.
No, that's
and watch, but
closely guarded secret.
So Logan really had a blast there. So.
Oh, cool. We'll be watching next Sunday. Look forward to it. How's everything else going at the Humane Society?
We're always busy. lots of animals.
All right, good deal. We'll let you get back to it, Katie. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.